Hey, welcome back to Visit Julian Blog Talk Radio. I'm also welcoming back Tom Nickel. Last time Tom was here, we talked about the pub at Lake Cuyamaca, but we're going to talk about why he's famous, which is for Nickel Beer. What's the official name? Nickel Beer Company?
It's just Nickel Beer Company.
All right. Yeah. So that's Tom from Nickel Beer Company. Welcome back, Tom. Thanks so
much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me again. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about Nickel Beer. It's a place near and dear to my heart. We love it, so we're excited to talk about it. But you're the brewer, or a brewer. You have another, but...
Yeah, so owner, brewer, founder, wear a lot of hats there, head janitor, bookkeeper, you know, head shopper. But yeah, a lot of titles. But I do have another guy there, local guy, Ray Liggett, who helps oversee all the aspects of the brewing, which is, you know, both the brew days, cleaning kegs, transferring the beers from the fermenter into the conditioning tanks, getting them carbonated, ready to go. Now, so he oversees most aspects of that, but there's only been a handful of brew days in 8 years that I've missed.
Because you're a brewer.
I'm a brewer. I like it. You know, for me, I always equate brewing to cooking, that it's that thing that, you know, for cooks, making food is their creative outlet.
Sure.
And I feel the same way for beer for me, you know. I mean, there's other things that I enjoy. I enjoy writing, but I'm not musical. I like music, but I can't produce any of it. But so for me, being able to create flavor combinations through beer is definitely a way to let those creative juices flow. So yeah, I know I absolutely enjoy being there, and it's definitely a passion project for me.
Awesome. So for those of you who haven't been yet, Nickel Beer is just on the cusp of the outside of town. You're traveling down Main Street towards the desert, and I give directions constantly because I'm here at Town Hall. So I tell them, just as the road bends to the left, you're going to see a giant sign on the right that says Nickel Beer. And the other thing I tell people is, don't panic if you miss the first turnoff, because literally there's another one right after it. So you can't, you have no excuse.
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, I missed it, I was going, no. There's two ways to get to Nickel Beer. It's a big green building. It used to be the Sheriff Substation, I believe, up here in Julian. So
at one time it was the bank. It's been a lot of different things.
Yeah.
They were dealing with the asbestos issue up
right,
here.
The temporary bank over there.
Yeah.
So it's a hearty building, and it's really friendly and fun. There are those great Polaroid pictures all over the wall that you can print out of your... They're not real Polaroid, but you print them out.
It's a little mini Polaroid.
Yeah. I got one of those for Christmas just because I was jealous of the wall there. And it's got the little foosball room.
Yep,
and
which was originally one of the two holding cells.
Oh, wow. So that's crazy.
So.
And then the beautiful, is that Live Edge? A gorgeous bar top.
It's all local cedar.
And people can sit on either side of it, which makes for really good social gatherings.
Yep.
And it also makes for conversation with people you may not have come there with.
Right.
You get the opportunity to chit-chat. And there's that wonderful wood-burning stove in there. Keeps it really warm. And the reason why I'm bringing all this up is it's just a really cozy atmosphere. It's almost like entering a jacuzzi whenever there's already a bunch of people in there.
Yeah.
You know, you're the last one in the jacuzzi. You walk in, you sort of look around, but then immediately you know, your guard comes down and you feel like you're in a super comfortable place with a bunch of people. And the gals that you have working behind as pulling the taps are just, they're just so friendly and it's just a great place.
Thank you.
So,
Thank you. Really enjoy it. And, you know, to me, one of the gyms is not just, you know, how cozy the inside is, because, you know, if we had a big, massive space, people would spread out.
Sure.
And, you know, the fact that it is kind of small and intimate both speaks to what we are here in Julian.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like you said, you strike up a conversation with somebody, you know, you don't, you may not have come with or intended to talk to, and, you know, you get a lot of friendly locals in there who like to help play tour guide for our town and tell people the best place to get a pie or the best place to, you know, go take a hike or, you know, just answer questions about whatever it is they may have or regale them with stories of Julian in years past. So that's a lot of fun. And, you know, for me, I also really enjoy the fact that there's really no separation between what is the brewery and what is the tasting room.
Right.
You know, so if we're in the brewery working, you know, we still get to participate. And then there's a big, what used to be an exterior window, because the brewery's really two buildings that were built, that were kind of built together at different times.
Uh-huh.
And so that window into the brewery used to be an exterior window. And so people can just kind of stick their head in, see what we're doing, yep. strike up a conversation, you know, ask a question about the beer. And I like the, how interactive it is. It's not like the brewery is something way over there that you're sure. staring at from behind a railing. It's something you literally, like, even to use the bathroom, have to right. go through.
You have to walk through the brew
and
room.
It's funny, yeah. you know, that people always look at the brewery and they're like, well, where do you make the beer? And we're like,
right here.
And they're like, really? You make all the beer right here? And people just marveled. At, yeah. you know, and admittedly, it's a small space.
It's a small space,
It's
sure.
a small space, but we make good use of it. Yeah. And it's, you know, no different than a lot of the businesses. I mean, our kitchen at O'Brien's down in San Diego is super tiny, and yet we crank a lot of great food out of it. So it's sometimes you got to make do with what you have.
Right. And and obviously you make do very well.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's funny because we have 16 beers on tap, and people are always amazed, like, you make every single one of these here? As if we'd only make part of them here, and then, you know, some would be made somewhere else. But
contract the rest out or something, yeah. And then not to forget, because there's that small intimate, but you worked really hard and did a really great job creating an outdoor space.
Yeah, which is, you know, to me, the hallmark of coming up here is being able to sit outside. And even though one side of the brewery is literally right on Highway 78, mm-hmm. The way our little island sits kind of up and back away from the highway, we've got some fencing there, but just a lot of wild pear trees around the property,
right.
and then just that little street right in front. But again, you're kind of well above it, so when you're on the patio, you're just kind of staring at the sky and Vulcan Mountain and the trees,
right.
and you don't even really hear the cars on the highway, and you don't feel like you're in any kind of, you know, urban or town setting, you know, like you sometimes can when you're in the downtown area.
Sure, sure.
And even though we're just a quarter mile off the main drag, you know, we could be 10 miles off
right.
the main drag, and you wouldn't really know the difference just
right.
sitting there. So
and when you talk about a highway, don't confuse people. There's like one car.
Yeah.
Wait a little while. No, it's not. There's no highway noise.
No,
so for
yeah,
sure.
That's what I'm saying. It's Highway 78. It's been, you know, but there's a decent amount of traffic down that road on the weekends going down
the
weekends,
desert. The weekends, okay, for sure.
You know, so, but it, like I said, you don't feel it. You don't hear it. It's not part of the experience. And so I really like that what you mainly see is Vulcan Mountain and then just the tops of the trees and the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very calm, very peaceful. And it really is a great place to just come after a hike, you know, come if you're staying up here, happy hour, or, you know, bring the dog. I mean, you know, we've got the whole patio. Obviously, we're kid-friendly. So it's just a great way to experience being outside in Julian.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a gem, for sure. We absolutely enjoy it. So let's talk a little bit about the beers that they can get there. And
yeah, so we always have 16 beers on tap. So we've got a couple that are full-time, like our Vulcan IPA, Lake Cuyamaca Lager, Take a Hike. We pretty much have the apple pie year-round. Our Jalapeno Gold, which is kind of a cult classic. Devil's Copper, which I know is one of your favorites.
It is one of my favorites, absolutely.
The Irish Red, you know, for people who like a malty beer. And then we just rotate through a lot of other things, you know. So, oh, and we've got our Stonewall Stout. So we always have a dark beer. Usually in the wintertime, we'll do a second dark beer. So, like right now, we have our Russian Imperial Stout on tap. Constantine's Russian Imperial Stout, named for a local artist that lived here for a number of years. And then, we rotate through a number of different IPAs, pale ales, other beers, to kind of flush out the lineups. There's always a little something for everyone, being the goal. But, you know, it being San Diego, we don't necessarily have like a flagship beer or a number one selling beer. But IPA is definitely our number one selling style.
Sure, sure.
So you can always pretty much find four or five different IPAs on tap.
And people like to try different IPAs. Like if you're an IPA guy or an IPA girl, you're going to do the flight because you want to check out a bunch of different IPAs because you don't want to be missing out on the world's greatest IPA, right?
Yeah, so we do a lot of those on the weekends. We'll do a taster flight with where you can choose up to six beers at a time in little 5-ounce tasters. And we just put them in a little muffin tin for you so they're easy to move around. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to kind of experience the different beers that we have.
I appreciate that because I'm a beer adventurer in my head. But then I taste something, I'm like, oh, no, that's not And then now you've got, you know, 16 ounces
of
it. Yeah, and I also like that you have the 9-ounce pours
there. Yeah, the half pours, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And I know one time my husband got it because we had already had a couple beers and we were going to go and he ordered it and someone made fun of him. You know, he's a big burly dude who just got a 9-ounce pour. But it's nice to know that 9-ounce pour is available, for
sure.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. And then we also do the 32 and 64-ounce growlers to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you can fill those with any of the beers we have on tap, and then just bring them back, you know, and refill them. And that's a nice option for when you find something you like. And we fill a lot of those Sunday morning, you know, as people are up here for the weekend. And then they're like, oh, we'll buy that on the way home. So Sunday morning between 11 and 1 is always a big growler fill time.
That makes such good sense. And that's so awesome that people are creative enough to do that, and you can accommodate that, and bring, they can bring some Julian home. They don't just have to bring home a pie. They can bring home a growler too.
We always call our apple pie ale pie in a glass.
There you go.
It makes a surprisingly good beer float with a scoop of ice cream in it. Because it tastes like apple pie, and then the ice cream just brings out that apple pie a la mode flavor. I can tell your face is in, you're not believing that.
There's something for everybody, right? Yeah.
But yeah, and then like Super Bowl Sunday is the same way for us. It's we're not busy for the Super Bowl, but 12 to 3 on Sunday, 3 hours of nothing but filling growlers for wherever people are watching
the game. That makes such good sense. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and growlers make a great gift.
Yes.
Yeah, so get a growler. And you can also get, because people do like to do gifts for people, Julian's very popular for that. You can pick up an empty growler with a gift certificate
for a fill.
For a fill. Yep. That is absolutely.
Yes, we do gift certificates. We got a lot of merch too. It's funny. I get, about once a month, I get a contact from somebody named Nickel somewhere in the U.S. asking if I'll ship them a sweatshirt or a pint glass.
Sure.
You know, and it's funny. I've had people from Germany stop by who have the last name Nickel, and just because they were in San Diego, they're like, well, I have to go to Nickel Beer Company.
Yeah.
So I'm friends with probably about a half a dozen other Tom Nickels on Facebook.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, so. That's sort of a thing. And it's the same thing here at the office with people with the name Julian. It's kind of special, so very cool. So what else do you want people to know?
So one thing that we hadn't talked about yet, I just wanted to mention when we were talking about the outside area, is, you know, we don't really have food at Nickel Beer Company. We have snacks like beef jerky and chips, and
but let's not
like
lie, I don't, those chips dirty something?
Yeah, the dirty chips.
They're so good.
They're good. The beef jerky brand we carry is really good. It comes out of Oregon. It's really good stuff. And but, you know, we always tell people that you're welcome to bring food in. So if you wanted to pick up a pizza in town, or, you know, pack a picnic or whatever it is.
Yeah, sandwiches.
You know, I mean, Fat Anthony's just opened. Jack's Deli has great sandwiches. Really easy to pick up.
Pick up some tacos.
pick up some tacos, anything. So, and bring it on over. You know, we're very welcoming, obviously, because we're not selling full meals of outside food.
Sure.
And, you know, the biggest kind of change for us right now, certainly on the brewing side, is that we're now supplying beer to the pub at Lake Cuyamaca, and we've got 6 of our beers on tap over there full-time, so that's kind of become our new number one off-site account.
There you go.
And because of that, we've actually kind of pulled back a little bit of our San Diego distribution, so we're still selling to our pubs in San Diego, O'Brien's and West Coast Smoke and Tap House, and then we have another restaurant down there, Garden Kitchen La Mesa, which is a farm-to-table restaurant, really excellent. That carries only our beer and does so full time, but otherwise we're just taking care of our Julian area accounts and then the lake. So, you know, we've got beer on tap at the Cooler down in Winola, Jeremy's on the Hill, Heroes Restaurant, Josie's Hideout, down in the Henshaw area. But so we're just concentrating on the places right up here that want to carry our beer. And then, like I said, obviously, you know, having 6 beers on tap at the lake is been a big boon, because now anybody that wants to say, you know, come in and says, man, I wish I could enjoy a meal with your beer.
Exactly.
And now we've got a great food menu down at the lake, and 6 beers on tap, so that you can, you know, choose one of our beers, enjoy the lake view, enjoy a meal.
Yeah.
And we're also filling growlers down there at the lake as well.
Oh, that's awesome to know. So that you could, I could, we could bring in our Nickel beer growler and get it filled at the lake. That's awesome. And, you know, that's awesome for camping.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
you
absolutely
pick up a growler and take it back to your campsite. So that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, and for those of you listening now, we have an interview with the pub that we published last week. So you can go back and listen to that and learn all about the new pub. And that's true. It's really cool, Tom, that you can have an awesome meal and a Nickel beer with it. So that's really cool. I know that when we had dinner at the pub, the very first thing I said is, what do you have here from Nickel?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, that was my first question.
Yeah.
So that's really cool that you can expand that and give that to your customers who are so Nickel Beer loyal.
Yeah,
no, I am married to one.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things, you know, we can't do at the brewery. Like, you know, because of our zoning, we can't do food. We can't do live music. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of, you know, the building and the zoning are great for making beer.
Sure.
Not necessarily great for the retail aspect sure. of it in terms of the customer experience. And that's what the Pub at the Lake is really a kind of missing piece of the puzzle, where it's sure. like, look, for people who want food, for people who want live music, for yeah. people who, you know, want to enjoy the lake, like, now they can have all of that, you know, with our beer, with, you know, world-class food. So it's been a great addition kind of to everything mm-hmm. that we're doing up in the Julian area. And the nice thing for me is, now I've got two businesses, both of which are a less than 10-minute commute from
right?
home.
Right? How
so,
nice
you know,
is that? Yeah. So about, that's a hard thing to come by yeah. living up here in Julian, for sure.
Yeah.
The one thing I forgot to talk about, only because it's fun and people might be looking for such, is outside of Nickel Beer is the little washer game.
Our washers, yeah.
Yeah. And people just seem to... I've never played it. But I see a lot of fun and animosity
yeah,
and
good
and yes
yeah.
and fun. So I mean, talk about a little bit about how
yeah,
people
so
come out
to
do that.
It's a game that I was introduced to traveling around the country to various beer events, beer festivals, beer conferences, and we had set up at the brewery pretty much from the get-go. So similar idea to cornhole, except instead of a beanbag, you've got about a 2 3/4 inch washer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a flat board that's about 8 feet apart. And the holes, there's 3 holes going from front to back on a board about 4 feet long that are worth 1, 3, and 5 points respectively. And you just play to 21.
Okay.
So it's a relatively straightforward game. But... you know, it like anything that seems simple,
right.
it really isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, every now and again, you'll be sitting inside and you'll hear a great deal of cheering or, you know,
or
clapping
jeering.
Or jeering. Yeah.
yeah,
and you're like, oh, God, somebody just won or lost, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. I do see a lot of fun. And it is, for those who might be wondering how to visualize it. It is separate from the seating, so you
yeah
can,
it's out front yeah.
yeah so you're not like sitting there drinking your beer and someone's throwing a washer over
no,
your
yeah,
shoulder.
We have a little pergola that we built mm-hmm. again, all local cedar on that, with the cedar topped picnic tables
mm-hmm.
that are kind of our main outdoor seating area
mm-hmm.
and then this is kind of on the other side of the outdoor bar
right.
rail in the front area. So it's the washer area is kind
right.
of its own little area.
Yeah, it's its own space.
But the bar rail makes a very nice spectator's area.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, you
know, we get a lot of people who just end up sitting there just mesmerized by the games and the competitiveness
right.
and, you know,
yeah.
sometimes the trash talking. So.
Right, for sure. I've seen my share of that. The other thing I mentioned is something I had to learn in my adult life, and I see that it's very much a necessity at Nickel Beer. Your picnic tables are very long.
Yeah.
And so somebody could be at the picnic table and the other ones are, I will just go up to a picnic table and say hi and
yeah.
take a seat. So it's very community
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm there with my people. It's just with that outdoor space and just the nature of Julian, which is, you know, to enjoy. And I just like the fact that those tables are huge and you just end up at a table
yeah.
with a bunch
and
of people.
And that was very purposeful. We didn't want to do a lot of smaller tables
right.
out there. And, you know, one of the picnic tables is 16 feet long.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a
live
long
edge
table.
Cedar table.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of a bear to move if we ever need to move it one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's kind of recalls the, you know, to me, kind of the German beer hall idea.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you just go in, grab a beer, grab a seat. You're going to sit next to somebody.
That's it.
And you maybe strike up a conversation and, you know, have more fun than you thought you were going
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
So
those
I
are the
like
best
that
things.
Community aspect
yeah.
of both the inside and the outside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And something that, you know, was like, again, you know, very purposeful in thought in terms of how to, you know, bring the shared experience and people together, and particularly that intermingling of,
mm-hmm.
you know, locals and visitors.
Yeah.
Because they each love talking to each other.
Right.
You know, we're a small town. We love talking to new people. People who don't know anything about Julian or haven't been here in a while or just looking for some inside information love talking to people who live here. So it's great to kind of be able to kind of naturally create that synergy.
Yeah, absolutely. And
without it feeling forced.
Yeah, you absolutely have created it. It's fantastic. All right, so as we wind up, is there anything in particular that you want to make sure that we cover and people know about Nickel Beer?
Well, Well, the one thing that I just want to say, because this comes up every time we do a tasting down at KQ Ranch, is the camp director there, Vicky, she always says, oh, you got to tell a story about how you get into brewing. So I'll just share that briefly. So first year in college, 18, and back east at Yale, small town, New Haven, nobody drove. Nobody particularly cared whether you were 18. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, if... I knew if I wore my football jacket into the liquor store, they were going to sell me beer. And, you know, then came back to San Diego. And, of course, everybody drives. Liquor law is very heavily enforced.
Sure.
And, you know, not without good reason. And one of my best, my best friend from junior high and high school said, well, you know, you can make your own beer. And I'm like, you can't brew your own beer at home. And sure enough, we went down to a class at the old Beer and Wine Crafts in El Cajon, which is no longer there. Took a little brewing class, bought a little brewing kit, started making beer. And I'll never forget, because I didn't know anything about beer, brewing, or fermentation. We were brewing 5 gallons in a plastic bucket. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited to smell the beer. So I ripped the lid off, stuck my head in the bucket, took a big, deep whiff, not realizing that what I was doing was taking all of the CO2 that was created during fermentation and breathing that in. So I started choking, and I thought, we can't drink it. It's going to kill us. And then, of course, the CO2 dissipated, right. And we could smell the beer. We tasted it, and it was fine.
Oh,
probably
goodness.
Not the best beer on earth, but we certainly got a lot better at it. But so then I would brew beer, like, on winter break to drink on spring break. We would brew beer on spring break to drink over summer. Then we'd brew all summer, and we'd brew a strong beer at the end of summer to drink, you know,
well, the fall and
winter break. Oh, yeah. So, you know, people ask me, you know, like, well, how did you get into brewing beer? And the simple answer is I was 18 and I couldn't buy beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so necessity
is the mother. Anybody can do about that.
Necessity is the mother of invention. So I often wonder what my life would have looked like if they hadn't, through the Interstate Transportation Highway Bill, changed the drinking age from 18 to 21. Because if
crazy?
I could have just come back to California and bought beer, I probably never would have started brewing beer. I don't know what the hell I would be doing right
now. Isn't
that
funny? It's just crazy how little things like that can happen. That's a great story. I totally love it. And again, for those listening, the show description, we'll have some photos of the brewery, some of the photos of the seating spaces and that, things like that. And
certainly the Washers game.
We'll get exactly.
Some photos of that. Yep.
And links to your social media, and so people can follow you, learn more, that kind of stuff. So
perfect.
Thanks for doing a second interview
yeah,
with
thank
me.
Thank you
totally
so much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
great
a good time.
To be here.
Awesome sauce. Thanks so much, Sean.